Chapter 11, Section 3.3, we can deal with it later. Whenever we see a shift from products to more industrialized forms such as utilities, then most large companies, with the exception of the enlightened, will tend to ignore the change. This is due to inertia caused by pre-existing practice, assets and markets. The most telling signs are often overlooked until it is too late. One of these signs is the flow of financial capital. We tend to see a marked movement of capital away from the existing industries, the past, and towards both the more industrialized forms and the new activities built upon it. If I take figure 143 from above and overlay onto it this flow of capital along with the peace, war and wonder cycle, then we can get a sense of what is happening. At the same time that an act is become more efficiently provided through industrialized forms, with its demand increasing due to a long tail of unmet needs and the creation of new industry, then financial capital is flowing away from past product vendors towards the new vendors and new companies serving those new markets. Now add in the co-evolution of new practice caused by the evolving act, the new forms of organization that arise, the speed of change caused by a punctuated equilibrium, the inevitability of change, i.e. the Red Queen, and the inaction of past giants caused by inertia, then what you have is destruction of the past at the same time as the future is being created. The combination of competition with basic climatic patterns such as inertia and co-evolution creates this constant pulse of new consumer needs, new vendors, new methods of production, new markets and new forms of organization. This heartbeat was described by Joseph Schumpeter as creative destruction, see figure 145, and by the time it becomes obvious, it's usually too late to react. See figure 145. Creative destruction. For more details. But hang on. If we know about the cycle, if we can use weak signals to anticipate it, if we understand the different forms of inertia, then surely we can prepare and adapt when it occurs? Why on earth would any company be disadvantaged or eliminated by it? The problem is blindness, and this leads to the next lie we tell ourselves.